Well, it's your radio intern, Sandy Barua, joining you yet again. And coming up now is my friend, Bob Riney, the president and CEO of Henry Ford Health, the owner of his own podcast, the infamous or famous, not sure which one yet, Bobcast. And he's also chair of the upcoming Mackinac Policy Conference held at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Bob, thanks so much for taking a few minutes for us.
Good to be with you, Sandy.
So, Bob, let's first dive into the issue that you deal with every day, and that is the state of American healthcare. I can't imagine a more complex industry to be leading right now. This is an overly simplistic question, but what are the dynamics that keep you up at night regarding providing healthcare to your fellow Michiganders?
Probably the biggest challenge for me is the unpredictability of the financing arm, particularly with our government. And, you know, healthcare should be debated relative to affordability. It is a significant impact on the overall nation, but you've got to take a holistic view to what's needed to make the healthcare system thrive. And our job every day is to just take care of communities. And right now, there's a lot of complexity in our communities relative to health status. So, you know, I think that we've got to get to a point where we're having what I call adult conversations, meaning everyone's at the table at the same time, figuring out the best way forward while not losing the enormous great things that are present in our industry today.
You know, one of the things that every business leader tells me, regardless of industry, is that they are struggling to find the right kind of talent. I assume that's the same in the healthcare industry.
It is. And, you know, healthcare is an enormously positive profession, all the roles within healthcare to go into. But as we move towards a society that is really looking for the ultimate in flexibility, I want to work at home, I want to work the hours I want to work. Think about a healthcare worker, which still has to work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, including holidays. And so we have to recognize that there's a specific sacrifice that's being made that not many other professions require and not many other people really are interested in doing. And so finding a way to recognize and reward our caregiver teams is something that I think about every day. And as a result, we're having to get really creative about trying to attract people into the industry because, like you say, talent is in relatively short supply. I'm also really focusing on building the education pipeline in Michigan because there are a lot of Michiganders that'll make great healthcare workers. We just have to make it easy for them to achieve the academic requirements to do the work.
You know, one of the things that I'm so glad that Henry Ford Health does, but frankly depresses me a little bit, is to walk into one of your facilities around the region and to see those posters decrying how much violence against healthcare workers has spiked in the last few years. And that's just incredibly sad that our healthcare workers have to endure this rising level of aggression against them when all they're trying to do is help people.
Yeah, it's really disheartening. And, you know, I tell people, I'm always asked, what keeps you up at night? And the truth of the matter is I'm a pretty good sleeper. But the real thing that keeps me up at night is worrying about the safety of our workforce. And, you know, in many ways, it's a reflection of just the temperature being too high in this country right now. You know, people are just anxious. They're not sure who to trust. They're frustrated and they're worried. And of course, when you take that general anxiety and you put on top of it that my loved one is chronically ill or I'm chronically ill and in a hospital, it just makes for a real problematic situation. And then mental illness, of course, you know, and its continual rise adds to all of this. So, you know, we do everything we can to provide safe environments. We teach all of our caregivers how to de-escalate when things are getting very emotional, but we need everybody's help. We need people to realize that, as you said, these teams are here to help you. And sometimes there is not a solution. Death is not an option, as much as, you know, we would like to think so. And so, you know, sometimes in the most dire situation, the last thing you want to do is lash out at your caregiver, because I can guarantee you they are doing everything they can to make the situation the best it can be.
Well, when it comes to turning down the temperature, you're actually doing something about that. And the theme that you have set for this year's Mackinac Policy Conference is Common Ground. Tell the audience, why did you pick that theme, and how is that going to be implemented once we get to the island?
You know, I picked the theme because, in my view, the strength of our country has always been our ability to reach common ground, not to agree on everything, but to reach common ground after a healthy debate and then move forward as a country, as a state, as a region. And, you know, we've been losing our ability to do that for quite some time. It's been happening little by little, and then it's like a lot of things. It starts snowballing and accelerating. And it's really a point in time where I think we're at a point where we have to call it out and say, time out. Let's relearn the value of finding common ground. And let's have robust debates. We need different views on different vexing issues facing our lives, but let's do it with remembrance of the common goal and the common values that we share. And I just want to use this conference with a whole host of great speakers and your amazing leadership at the chamber to really remind people that this is the way forward. You know, this is the way that we'll continue to separate ourselves in the world as a place that just does things right. And I think we can pivot back. We just have to all decide that it's time.
You know, one of the things that I keep reminding people is that differences in opinion are not new, right? Since the dawn of, you know, humanity, people have
Absolutely.
Differed, right? But I think what we have really lost as a society, not just in the United States, but frankly globally, is the ability to change our minds based on new or different information. And that's one of the reasons why I love the conference so much, is because people do walk in, for the most part, with a relatively open mind. They are willing to listen to others. They're willing to listen to a new argument and have their own opinions or perceptions shifted some. And I think you're really playing into that with your theme and how you're guiding our team in executing this year's conference, which will be different.
Well, different's good though, right? And
Absolutely.
I think waking up every day with curiosity is just one of the healthiest gifts we can give ourselves.
So we are only down to 30 seconds here, Bob. What is one of the things that you're most looking forward to at this year's Mackinac Policy Conference? You only have time for one.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to having represented on the stage people that represent very different political ideologies, but will tell you how they work hard to meet in the middle because they don't want to paralyze the country, and they have to come to agreement to advance. That's what this is all about.
Well, Bob Riney, CEO, Henry Ford Health, Chair, 2026 Mackinac Policy Conference, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to see you later this week.
You are. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
All right. Be well. All right, friends, we will be back shortly with Jeff Donofrio from Business Leaders for Michigan. Stay with us.